In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. If you've been outside, you know that this week the flowers are blooming. As I walk through our neighborhood, from block to block, here and there, I catch the fragrance of the last of the winter daphne or the first of the early jasmine blowing through on the breeze. And I can't always see the flowers that it's coming from, but I always know they're there. Nard is a plant from the valerian family. Anyone who's ever been hiking in the high meadows, you know its scent. Sweet and wonderful. Imagine the smell of winter daphne or honeysuckle distilled down into an intensely aromatic essential oil. That's what nard is. Mark's passion narrative begins with Jesus being anointed with nard and his declaration that the woman who had done so would be remembered wherever the good news would be proclaimed in all the world. Wherever the good news would be proclaimed. What's the good news? Is it forgiveness of sins? Yes, of course it is. Is it resurrection of the dead? Yes, of course it is. Jesus talked a little bit about those. Not much, but some. Is the good news freedom from the law? That's what Paul talked about a lot. But what was the good news that Jesus came to proclaim? Over and over, again and again, more than anything else, the good news on Jesus' lips was that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God was the mystery that he opened again and again in so many parables. The kingdom of God is like when he sent out the 12 and then when he sent out the 70 to tell people the good news, he sent them out to tell that the kingdom of God is at hand. That's the good news. The coming of the king. Now, today, here, in this place, in this time, not the king coming someday, not a hope to hold on to, but the kingdom of God at hand, now. What does that mean to you, that the kingdom of God is here and now? Where is the good news proclaimed in your life? Have you seen it? Have you spotted it? Can you tell it's there? The people of Jerusalem heard it. They heard it literally. And they welcomed Jesus as they would a king. And certainly the Son of David was worth that welcome. And the good news of the kingdom was clearly there in the palms and in the hosannas and in the clothing spread on the floor to keep the dust down. The good news of the kingdom was there all along, and it was obvious. It was there in the sermons. It was there in the casting out of demons and walking on water and stilling the storm and feeding the multitude. The kingdom of God was there until today. Until today. Everywhere that Jesus went, his authority, his kingship, his power, they were there to see. But sometimes the good news isn't so obvious. Sometimes it comes to us in drifts and in flashes, like the aroma of distant flowers. Truly I tell you, wherever the good news is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in remembrance of her. Have you ever spilled essential oil? Lasts a little while, doesn't it? Jesus' anointed head smelled like nard. It smelled like valerian. It smelled like jasmine. It smelled like honeysuckle. For this entire week, he didn't take a shower and wash his hair. It was a reminder of the woman who had anointed him and of the good news that's not just power and authority and miracle, but obedience and sacrifice. The good news, it isn't always obvious, but the good news has a fragrance, it has a scent, it has an aroma, and if you pay attention, if you breathe deeply, you can smell it. When Jesus gave bread and wine to his friends, the room smelled like honeysuckle. "This is my body," was good news. The kingdom of God in self-giving love. When Judas came up to Jesus and came close to kiss him, he smelled the flowers. And Jesus carried the good news of the kingdom into that dark place of betrayal and backstabbing and abandonment. The chief priests and the elders and the scribes, there in that room where they tried him, they all wondered what smelled so good. And their prisoner brought the kingdom of God into politics and lies and conspiracy. Pilate smelled spring in the air around the man who stood before him. And the good news of God's kingdom came to those who want to do right, but are stuck in the broken systems that rule this world. As Jesus was beaten and humiliated, the scent of nard filled the room. And Jesus carries the good news of a new kind of power to those who are broken and oppressed by a worldly authority. Golgotha smelled like blood and feces and spring jasmine. And the kingdom of God carried the cross into places of mockery, degradation, death, and suffering. As Joseph rolled the stone over the door of the tomb, the heavenly aroma of nard wafted through the doors of Sheol and was carried on a cooling breeze to the dead. Sometimes the kingdom of God is obvious in word and in sacrament and in comfortable loving community, and seeing it, we can't help but sing Hosanna. But this week, remember that the real good news, that Jesus obediently carried the kingdom of God not only into the comfortable places, but into the darkest places in which we might ever find ourselves. And that's where the aroma lingers. Go to the tents on the streets. Go to the camps under the bridge. Go to the immigrant detention centers. Go to the nursing homes. Go to the feeding centers. Go to the prisons. Go to the needle exchanges. Go to the projects. Go to the wars. Go and stand under the world's lynching trees, and take a deep breath and tell me what you smell. And remember the woman who anointed him. And then do the same. Wherever you are today, especially if you're abandoned, frightened, lonely, frustrated, humiliated, guilty, in pain. You may not see the flowers, but take a deep breath and know that your King is hanging next to you and will never leave you. Amen.